Okay, I'm writing this out of duty, P-O-L, and at least this could actually be a nice end to the book that, you know, after that disaster with the Finnish lady, then he's disillusioned and there's no hope anymore. So there he is, accepting his fate. And then that other one shows up and, how to deal with this now so I don't have to go through another year of agony before realizing it was just another illusion, maybe grander than any other. So he decides just to turn to God and leave it up to Radha Krishna and starts to have his dialogues there for a couple of days with his three deities or whatever, or three Radha Krishnas. And then one day he receives that kind of message from within that, well, what do you want? What do you want? Regardless of whether you can get it or not, we just want to know. And that makes sense. So he just formulates there within, as exactly as he can at the moment, what he actually would want if he should be granted anything he would want. Just it's an exercise. So then that is being processed and discussed, they say. And he has now this inner dialogue, which he expects means he's basically mad, but he deals with that by grabbing hold of the reality, including the situation that is, that God is here, and if I leave it all up to God, then that's reality, that's the safe way. And that's where he kind of stays through this, and we can show a lot of nice, interesting aspects of this probably, and how it continues. Well, this author doesn't know. And speaking these words.